Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim, whenever I've asked you how's life, you've always said life is winning. Thank you for dedicating your life to making sure the small business owner comes out a winner.
We sit on different sides of the aisle, and yet we have such wonderful conversations.
You're a tremendous resource to small business owners out there, and I'm proud to call you my friend. From one dinosaur to another, happy anniversary.
Welcome back, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show with our good friend Dr. Bill Dunkelberg, Chief Economist for the NFIB. NFIB.com, folks. You can find the index there. You can also find it at smallbiz.org, smallbus.org. That's Bill's website. You can also find it on my website. He graciously allows us to post the report on our website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. I encourage you to follow it and to track it and to use it to your advantage. The summary, the commentary and the summary are in plain English. If you don't like to read charts, it's in plain English. Even I can understand it. Hey, Bill, so going forward, let's peer over into next year a little bit. Do you see the third? It's a little troubling that the fourth quarter of a year is off a little bit, right? I mean, we would like to have had the fourth quarter be stronger. It's still going to be strong, right? It's going to be just under 3%, we think. I mean, for a $20 trillion economy, 3% growth is a lot, isn't it?
Absolutely. It's really hard to make $20 trillion grow at a high percentage anyway, right? But
right.
3% growth, that's, you know, we haven't seen that for decades. I mean, it's good.
We would have killed for this 5 years ago, wouldn't we? What we're wringing
exactly
our hands about right now in the fourth quarter, we would have killed for this 5 years ago.
Right, we would have. And of course, that showed up in our numbers when we had the election in 2016. The index went from 95 to 105 in just a month. That we were so happy to see the there were going to be a change in the management team in Washington. Now, we did have an election that you may recall a short time ago, and we wondered, you know, what would happen there. So we, of course, divided our sample to people who were postmarked before the election results were
right
known, and then the people. And interestingly, the calculating the raw index without seasonal adjustments on there, it was virtually the same. It was 111.1 before and 111.4 after.
Wow.
So the election had no impact on the views of our owners and managers. That's pretty strange, huh?
Yeah. Well, what do you think 2019 is going to be? What do you think the overall economy is going to be? What do you think of the chances are? Handicap the recession chances.
Yeah, I think there's a little reason to look for a recession next year. Things are running. They're not running too fast, and that's the good thing. We like growth that's not, 5% growth, 4% growth that people talk about. You know, it's hard to sustain. That's like
we don't even need that kind of growth, do we?
No, we don't. Well, we can't staff it.
No,
we don't have
right
people. Fundamentally, we need more people in order to grow the economy faster, and that's not going to happen. So we just ought to keep running really nicely here. Unless we get some strange disruption out there, it's going to be a year where there will be averaging between 2.5 and 3 GDP growth, and we're still going to do 180,000, 190,000 jobs average a month. And
right,
you only need about 100 to 120 to keep the unemployment rate steady at the
right
lowest level we've seen in a long time.
So $20 trillion economy growing at 2.5 to 2.75, that's halcyon days, isn't it? That's
good.
Like heaven, isn't it? Really?
Yeah, you know, you have to stop and think about it. You know, we were growing at 2 during the Obama administration.
Less.
That was too slow. And it's amazing how much difference just 0.75 makes to the number of people who have a job and how fast the economy moves. And so we're doing well.
Right. Yeah. It seems to me that if we don't have some kind of a hysterical response to something on Wall Street, next year
right
could be just a solid, let's enjoy ourselves a good time. There's no, there won't be an election involved. The politics should be slower. You know, I mean, it should be less, a little bit less heated, hopefully, and maybe the Democrats won't go nuts in the House. We ought to be, next year ought to be the year that we just kind of enjoy ourselves, shouldn't it?
Yeah, I'd say that's a very good way to characterize it. I mean, the froth has already been blown off of the stock market thing. We're down thousands of points from where
right.
we were. And really, that's a perfectly fine adjustment because mm-hmm. it was too frothy and it was focused in certain kinds of stocks. And
my prediction...
Kind of coming back to reality.
My prediction for next year, for the surprise that could really turn things around, would be more trade deals, like with China. That could really change things and turn things up again, couldn't it?
Exactly. Those are coming.
Yeah, I think you're right. Bill Dunkelberg, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you, Bill, for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
Thanks, Jim.
Dr. Bill Dunkelberg, ladies and gentlemen, with the NFIB.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.